Today is Friday, December 6, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Mitten Tree Day. That's a Christmas tree decorated with mittens. Or for some of you who listen to The Mix or Mix Minus, you'll know that could also be a tree with little statuettes of Mark, because Daniel used to call him Mittens. Also, I'm a little under the weather, so my voice is slightly affected today. You'll probably notice it's also National Microwave Oven Day, National Bartender Day, St. Nicholas Day, National Miners Day, National Pawnbrokers Day, Faux Fur Friday, and National Gazpacho Day. It's interesting. I feel like gazpacho is a cold blended vegetable soup. And the photo that they have here is of a tomato soup. Well, from what you can tell of a photo, because maybe there are a bunch of vegetables in there, and because it's blended, I can't see them, but normally when I've seen gazpacho recipes, they're blended, but because it's a cold soup, generally it's little bits of the vegetables, so you can see the various colors in there. So you'll see green for cucumber and red for, you know, tomato and peppers and whatever. But it could be gazpacho. They could have, I don't know. I'm not a gazpacho expert, so maybe it is gazpacho. Maybe Big Fatty will have gazpacho for Friday at Fatty's. Yeah, so let's talk about this illness. I don't even know. I have not taken a COVID test because, well, I don't know why. I wasn't going anywhere. And I suppose I'll take a COVID test on the weekend if I'm still feeling bad, but honestly, and I'm working today. I did not work yesterday. So I'm recording this on Friday, which is unusual, but last night, yesterday afternoon, I just did not feel like recording. So I think I posted yesterday's show late because I started feeling bad on Wednesday, and I also had a rehearsal. So this is getting to be the busy time of the year for me. When you are a musician or a singer, holidays, especially Christmas, are your busy time of year because, and that is true of a lot of different, if you are, I don't know, if you work in retail, holiday is a busy time of year because all the sales go on and people are buying presents and stuff like that. But we have the three performances at church, and sometimes I'm lucky enough to be asked to do something else as well, somewhere else, because, you know, I would like my name to be out there in the community so that I get asked to do various things other than church. And so anyway, we had so Wednesday night, and this is when I started feeling kind of weird. I was just like, I feel weird. It was, I couldn't even really describe it. Maybe a little twinge of sore throat, but not continual sore throat. It was really weird. It was just like, I would swallow and I would think, is that a little sore? And then I would swallow again and it wouldn't feel sore. And it was just like weird. Like, and so, but we had a rehearsal. We had a dress rehearsal because this Sunday is our first Christmas performance. And we do four performances per Sunday. So we do an 8:30 or 8. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up before Sunday so I make sure I'm there in time. But we don't normally do the very first service on Sundays. We normally do the second and third services. But on Christmas, we do all of them. And so I think it's 8:30, 9:40, 11. Or 8:30, 9:45, 11, something like that. So I'll have to arrive around 8, and I'll be there until after 12. And then we have an afternoon at 5, I think. So I'll have to be back at the church at 4:30. And this will be for the next 3 Sundays. So we had a dress rehearsal for that. Our music director, we do a lot of the same music and we rotate through some of his favorite stuff. So one year we'll do one set of songs. The next year we'll pull in some from a couple of years before. But a lot of this stuff we've done before. So for the instrumentalists, it's pretty easy. For whatever reason, I think, and I've talked about this before, singers are less likely to practice very often. And also, it's very common for people to be talented at singing, but not have learned to read music. If you're an instrumentalist, not and maybe guitar, piano, some things like that, where you can just sit down and kind of tinker around and learn how to play, I suppose you wouldn't learn. But a lot of the brass and woodwind instruments, you learned how to play them in band. So you learned how to read music. So a lot of times if the song's not too hard, even if we've never played it before, the orchestra can sight read it, because we all are musicians that some of the orchestra actually still to this day, they work in music, like they're band directors, choir directors, etc. And then some of us went all the way through college in band, but didn't pursue a career like me, although my degree is in music. So I do have a music degree. So we all, bottom line is, it's not that we're better, but we can more quickly learn things than the choir. So most of the time, the orchestra is, it's pretty easy for us. We may have a song or two that are challenging. We rehearse it on our own a few times and we're good. So dress rehearsal went from, but we have to do multiple run-throughs. And you know, there's dancing, there's skits, there's video effects, there's lighting, there's snowing that's going on inside the building. So all of that has to be, sometimes we have animals that come out. If we have a nativity scene or whatever, they may bring out a horse or a donkey or whatever. So all that has to be rehearsed. We have this first Sunday, we have a bagpipe player who's playing. And so we did 6:30 until 9:30. Normally we're done by 7:45 or 8 o'clock, but we went to 9:30. Then I picked up food because I still had not had dinner, came home, but I was feeling weird, just kind of weird. I woke up around 3 in the morning with chills. I was hot, I was cold, I was hot, I was cold. I had trouble getting back to sleep. We have this problem. I don't know if you guys have this problem. And I don't know why we do this, but we shut the door to our bedroom at night when we go to sleep. We're the only two people in the house. But we shut the door. And so we are boxed up in this little bedroom. I mean, it's not tiny, but we, you know, it's not a huge room. Maybe 10 by 10 or 10 by 14 or whatever. And so we have two vents in that room, air conditioning vents. I don't know why they put two vents in one 10 by 14 room, but when in the winter, because the thermostat is in the main living room, and the main living room is this huge room with large ceilings or high ceilings and all that. And so the temperature, it turns the heat on because it feels like, and also heat rises, so because there are high ceilings in that room, I think the heater probably works extra hard because it thinks it's colder than it is because the heat's rising. I'm making that up, but could be. So it normally gets hot in our bedroom anyway. A lot of times we will shut one of the vents in the winter, so at least we're not getting two vents blowing hot air directly on our bed. We haven't done that yet, but I think this weekend we can't quite reach the vent, so we have to get on a step stool or whatever. I think this weekend we're going to get on the step stool and close a vent. I guess the main reason we close the doors, I don't really know. It feels more secure to be enclosed in a room. But also, we have windows in the main living room, which our bedroom leads right out into the main kitchen living room area because we have an open floor plan for the most part. And all those windows, none of those windows have curtains. They do have blinds, but we don't close them at night. And so you still get ambient light coming in from outside. And so I guess one of the reasons we close them is because, or close the door, is to block the, but bottom line, sometimes I'll wake up hot anyway, so I wasn't sure. But when I woke up Thursday morning, I just not feel good. But the problem, like, my voice is a little bit more scratchy than normal, but I never got a sore throat. My nose is not really running, maybe a tiny bit, and I'm not coughing. It's just headache. I was having various body aches and chills. I didn't even have a fever, but I didn't feel good. So I just slept all day. I don't know. So it's weird. I feel a little bit better today, but I had to work today. I just had stuff that I had to do. So, and I'm recording for you guys because I love you all and it's the Christmas season and I want to make sure. But I was asked, oh, by the way, I was asked to do a thing with the local John Brown University choir. So I'm going to be doing that next weekend, playing my trumpet. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.